Hi guys. You might remember Ankita left. I did the last episode alone. 3 years later, she's back.
Jimmy's not even back alone. She's gotten married, gotten into college, is about to start a new job. This is just a different season.
But ठीक है, we'll pick up where we left off.
I had a small break. She has just moved on to a different TV series altogether. It's a different project.
ओके
But
सो हाँ
I still love movies. And
यस
you still love crime, so we found
यस
something and decided we must talk about it.
सो द गुडनेस केम आउट, बोथ ऑफ अस वॉच्ड इट एंड चार्ल्स कलन इज रिफ्रेश्ड इन माय मेमोरी.
What a
नॉट
thing
समथिंग
to
आई वाज लुकिंग
refresh.
फॉरवर्ड टू, बिकॉज डूड आई रेड अबाउट दिस गाय. आई थिंक ही गॉट कन्विक्टेड इन वॉट ईयर?
14,
हाँ
probably.
आई थिंक आई हर्ड अबाउट हिम इन 2016, अराउंड दैट टाइम. तो आई हैड
What were you do?
वॉच्ड,
How were you doing this in 2016? I'm like, we just got out of school.
हाँ बट दैट इंटरेस्ट वॉज ऑलवेज देयर.
I'm pretty sure I did not know about this side of you back then. That is for
Yeah,
sure.
not a lot of people did.
So
तो
you decided to tell the whole world about it now.
हाँ
Everybody, I am passionate about one thing.
यस
People getting murdered.
दैट इज वॉट आई फॉल असलीप टू. आई एम नॉट इवन किडिंग.
Lovely time your husband is having. I'm sure. I don't think he knew what he was signing up for.
नो डूड,
I should
ही
have
लेफ्ट
warned
फॉर
him.
आर हनीमून फर्स्ट नाइट इन शिमला. आई फेल असलीप एंड आई स्टार्टेड लाफिंग इन माई स्लीप फर्स्ट नाइट. कैन यू
Bro,
इमेजिन?
I can imagine him being so freaked out. Like, did
या
I just marry a witch? Am I going to
या
be
ही वाज लाइक,
sacrificed?
डिड आई गेट स्कैम्ड? लाइक व्हाट द फक इज दिस? एंड आई वोक अप वेरी कैजुअली कि नहीं, आई वाज जस्ट हैविंग अ फनी ड्रीम. आई वाज लाफिंग.
I do this often. Get used to it. I sometimes cry, sometimes laugh.
हाँ, नाउ ही इज
Most
गॉटन
likely
यूज्ड टू
will
इट.
not kill you,
यू
but yeah,
नेवर नो.
better to wear a bulletproof jacket to bed.
Oh
Keep
my
the knives
fucking
away. We don't know.
Or maybe near your pillow. You never know why you might need it.
This is the serial killer in you speaking.
Yeah.
Just stab the other person so that they don't kill you. You will make America great again. You're the right
I
candidate.
must go there.
Yes.
Teach
I'm sure
everyone a
that
lesson.
your visa will be expedited. Like this chick, this is what we want. This is what we're looking for.
Oh God, dude, today I woke up and I was, मतलब एक तो anyway we had decided to talk about this case and the movie. So I was looking at some video about him, and in the suggestions there was another video about a recent cult-ish, a micro cult if you will, in a very prestigious college in the US. It's like one of the top 10. And one of the girls, like there was a group of 7 people. These people were friends. And second, in their sophomore year, they started living together in a student, matlab they have student houses, standalone houses. So it was a 2-floor house. 7 people were living there. All of them have their room and everything. One of those girls has her father in jail. And her father has very high up connections. ठीक है. Turns out he's released from jail. She asks her friends, can he stay here till he gets back on his feet? And they're like, sure, because they've heard a bunch of stories. They've seen pictures of him with politicians, Rudy Giuliani level politicians. ठीक है. Then that chick, third year comes around, She has to go somewhere else, do something else. She does not continue to be in the story. Turns out the rest of her friends start living with her father in a different apartment. My
What?
God, yeah, and there are videos of this man just torturing these people. One of them was a resident. She was about to become a doctor in 1 year. She was in her residency. She left it in the last year. She has like permanently lost her mind. I'm not even kidding. This is, I think, 2020 ka case.
God, like this is
People say that vulnerable people get into cults, this and that. These were all very high achieving, high performing young adults
I mean, that does not make
who,
them not vulnerable, but this sounds like, I mean,
and two
if
of
it
them
was in an
had like a
era.
traumatic past, so that I can understand. The rest of them come from very good, solid support system wala families. So it's not even like on a personal level they're vulnerable or alone or something like that. But oh my fucking God. And this guy recorded what he was doing to these people. Like I've seen a couple of those videos in that YouTube video, and oh my fucking God.
It's out there on video. That baffles me. And one person being vulnerable to it or just getting caught up in the wrong thing,
Yep.
that's something. But a group of promising individuals, that's just disheartening and
Yep.
slightly unbelievable. It's
Larry
so
Ray is
weird.
the name of the guy.
Like, now I
So
have
this
to
is
look this
what
up.
my morning has looked like.
Thanks for the trauma in advance. Now I'm looking this up, and now I don't want to go to college ever
Yeah. Yeah, the
because
college's name is Sarah Lawrence. Ah, he got sentenced in Jan 23. This just happened.
damn. How? Why? What's the psychology behind this? Why do people do shit like this? And then, see, with the Charles Cullen case, at least the patients did not have any role. They could not have exited. So this case is very different. Like, people are signing up for this, which
Yeah.
is
And
beyond
the
my
thing is, in the
understanding.
beginning, these people were doing better because he said that he was in the Marines for a couple of years and was honorably discharged. While in reality, he was in the Navy for 20 days and was dishonorably discharged. But he
That
was
makes
like,
more
you
sense.
people them on a eating routine. He got them on a workout schedule. He got them. He used to have one-on-one sessions with these people, like counseling sessions, this and that.
Does
And
not
beginning May, these
sound
people for a
right.
couple of months, they were doing way better than they were doing on their own.
Ah, I
And
see.
then it dipped. And how?
I see. I see. It's so that's the thing, right? There's a very thin line, and that's where, if sanity frays there,
हाँ
then you don't know what's right or wrong and what people are doing. So there's this YouTuber we've been so I love YouTube, and I've seen everything on
Surprise.
YouTube. I don't think there's anything left to do. So there's a whole corner which is very orthodox Mormon Christian families who do, they have large families because the church supports it and everything.
Yeah.
And they do family vlogging a lot. So they have a lot of kids and they're exploiting all of them, which is a whole different debate we should have someday. That's
A
another
huge
episode.
case just broke out now, like one of
Yes,
these.
the 8 passengers one. And I'm
Yep.
like, wow, what is this woman doing? And your own child had to escape to the neighbor. He's malnourished, has marks, like raw marks. I just don't get the whole
Dude, what they did
scene.
to the eldest son. They
Yeah.
sent him to that fucking camp.
And now she's out in court saying, like, one of my children is addicted to pornography and is a
Yep.
sexual. Like, how can you do this? Like, you've already been a shitty man. Just shut up.
And not
Stop.
even when, see, I could understand for a second कि ओके इफ यू हैव अ 17-year-old एंड ही इज अ सेक्सुअल डिविएंट, पीपल आर लाइक दैट, इट डज हैपन. सो आई कुड स्टिल बी लाइक ओके इन सम पार्ट ऑफ द यूनिवर्स दिस इज पॉसिबल. यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट अ 3-year-old.
Yeah, she's like, since 2 years old, he's been watching. I'm like, no. And when you control them so much that you've made one child, because they peed their bed, you've made them sleep in the washroom, you've stopped giving food to your children because
yeah,
they
she
did
used
not.
Food like as a weapon on a daily basis. Like all of those videos, I saw a clip of her just threatening her children that you're not going to get breakfast, you're not going to get dinner, and it's like a 15 minute clip of just those threats back to back, and I'm like, what is this woman doing?
And she's been vlogging this. She was a million follower YouTuber. Yeah. She was making money out of this, and yep. It was all out there,
and now it's... the husband is saying he had no role, he was manipulated, this and that.
Apparently,
like, fuck you.
Yeah. He's there in the videos. He's like, there's so much.
Just put your tail between your legs and run away. Just go fuck
yourself. It's so funny that they've just put the evidence out there themselves. She's admitted on camera that she took away the bed and she was sleeping on the floor.
For 7 months, he did not have a bed for pulling a stupid prank.
Yeah, and it was a funny prank. I don't think that was just...
to
be very fair, it was funny. It was harmless as well.
Why did I ever think of this? I could
yeah,
have done
that. That was my first time. I'm like, that's funny. Also, it's harmless. So that's a good prank. I just don't get it.
He laughed while he was telling that story. Ek to he did not know for sure if that is why he was punished.
Yeah.
And then he like giggled a little while he was telling the story. And she's like, I'm going to take a bed again. Because you've clearly not learned your lesson. And I'm like, oh, fucking God, lady, what is your problem?
She's insane.
And then that friend of hers.
Yeah.
The reformer.
Yeah. The reformer. Her nieces and people who've been in contact with her have come out and told stories.
I watched
that
interview with her niece.
I mean, she's clearly rebelling. I can see that like she's pissed. But again, for good reason. So.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine you're not allowed to pee alone because you might masturbate?
I don't get it. Like, what's this woman's problem and why does she want to control everyone? She doesn't even have her own children, and why is she so invested in everyone else's life? Where is this supremacy coming from?
She's like, I made the best decision by not having kids. So I'll teach everybody else how to parent theirs. Because they clearly are not making the right decisions.
And people are listening. So... if people are signing up for this, then... who's to blame?
Bhai, those couples that have come forward who were in her counseling, and I'm like, why are whole ass adults signing up for this? Like,
why is the church allowing like this? They send people to these two bitches, like they will tell you how to parent because clearly they're doing a great job at it. One does not have children, the other has 8 children, and all of them are malnourished and want to run away and are constantly being tortured on camera. It's very weird. Like how I think, and you would think that it's because of the isolation, like people are being raised without you know, the joint family culture that the East has more than the West. But this was in contact with church, at least, right? There is a community that saw what was happening and decided not to.
Community
act
was 1 million large.
Yeah. And everyone was on board with it. Now they're coming out, but you did nothing. Nobody did anything. It's a neighbor who called the police when a child had to escape.
And that poor neighbor was crying on the 911 call.
Yeah. And can you imagine a whole ass adult is crying on the phone? It's like what the visual would have been like. And the children thought the only escape is like you grow out of it. Like you have to turn 18 and then you get out. And still, you don't know how much trauma they're coming.
Because like the eldest two moved out, no?
Yes, I think so. Like one, like they moved out the day they could.
Yeah.
Like, if you, because turning 18 in America means like you become independent and you can
Yeah.
break ties. Not how it works here. Not in our country. I mean, no matter what you turn into, you can't do anything. You still take permission from parents. And
I
your
still
parents
take
still take permission from their parents. So
yeah.
You can't really complain.
But see, वही बात. I feel like sometimes it seems a little suffocating, but then when I listen to this, I'm like, it's okay.
It's good, I
have somebody to confirm what I want to do.
Yeah.
Somebody to critique what I'm doing.
Right.
And support when they think I'm right. Because it's good to have that validation.
I think the nosiness of Indian people is what keeps the serial killer count low in our country. That's the issue with the US. You should just, knock on your neighbor's door and ask what they're doing.
Yeah.
What is cooking in your kitchen today? You don't know if it's a human or not. You should just go and ask.
Because the corridor was smelling very nice.
Yeah.
So, what is up?
I thought
can
I'd just
we have
check
a cup
in.
Of tea
or just make tea or go and ask for sugar to make tea because
and then invite them
bring the
sugar, we'll have tea together.
You get half the stuff, I'll put in half, and then we'll enjoy tea because we have no work to do. We'll just sit and chat.
But see, that's the thing, I feel you're right. I feel like a lot of it is because everybody's in everybody's business all the time.
Oh yeah, and it's more prominent in smaller towns.
Yeah,
like where
tier
we come
one,
from,
tier two,
instead
tier
of
three.
Where we live now. Yeah,
yeah,
the bigger cities.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, nobody cares. I mean, I could be run over by a car on the street in Gurgaon, and nobody would care.
Nobody. Yeah.
Yeah, and if I'm scratched a little bit in Kanpur, like, even a little bit, there will be 50 people there.
Yeah.
Now, 20 will be fighting the person who decided whose bad day it was that to scratch me. And 30, 10 will be calling my parents. 10 will take me to the hospital right away. 10 will be talking amongst themselves that what the generation has become. It's hilarious, like how everyone on
Uncle
the street
would
is
be
free.
Standing on the road. The traffic is just going crazy
with commentary
everywhere, and uncles are just standing on the road with their hands on their hips. Bataiye,
yes, exactly. There will be two sides, there will be a political debate happening in the middle of the street, and people will come in and join. They will not say that we should stop and move on with our lives.
No,
we should call two more people. I'll ring them up. Something is happening here. Come here. Let's talk.
But dude, there's something very endearing about that.
I know. I do enjoy being here more than being there. Like,
also the amount
it's,
of
it's
gossip.
Very mechanical. Yeah, I know. I mean, if you
don't
have gossip,
how
do you survive? I feel
like we grew up very quickly because we were just listening to adult people gossip.
That's dinner table conversation for us, like all the prejudice with the side of dessert. That's dinner for you. But it's not all bad. It's getting better, like the conversations and the thought processes are changing slowly. You see that happening. Nobody's happy about it. Like, my parents are not happy about gay people being married. My mother is just confused. My father is like, I don't get this. But there's a conversation happening. So I think
that's
a step forward.
Step in the right direction.
Yeah, it's a lot of confusion on the table. Like, we don't get how this happens. What is this? Like,
my parents
cute.
Are like, we don't understand and we don't care enough to.
Yeah.
Let people live. How does it matter? It's not impacting my life.
Funny thing is that the issue is our laws are a bit gendered.
Yep.
So the dowry laws are gendered, right? And so are the abuse and rape laws as well.
Yeah.
So the problem, and so are ancestry and succession laws too. Like, everything goes to the son it's patrilineal, right?
Yeah.
So the problem is, if you let two men marry, who's the groom? The issue is, what do we do with all our laws which were centered?
See, they let two men get married, they're just rolling around in money. And if they let two women get married, both of them will be starved for property.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, nobody's getting property there, and everything is going, which doesn't add up. And if two women marry and somebody asks someone for money, then you don't have a dowry case because both are the bride.
But then they would have a wonderful wedding because both of the parents would be preparing for this day since the day that chick is born. So the wedding is going to be phenomenal.
Right. They'll have twice the budget. And the men would be very disturbed. Like, where is all our money? Where is the wedding budget? So the gay weddings are happening in tents and the lesbian weddings are happening in palaces. It's funny. But it's a genuine issue with the court that it's not a sexuality issue. We're not saying that this is criminal, because it's been a long while that we've legalized that they can live together, have relationships, have right to property, even if you are partners.
Hmm.
But there are problems with other specific, because marriage is a legal institution as well,
and for that a lot of the laws need to be changed.
Yes.
So that,
and you can't change it, because that at least till 70%, 80-90% of our marriages would be heterosexual marriages, and they still have these issues. Like, women are at a disadvantage there. The laws were gendered for a reason, because most of the cases were coming out like that. So they needed protection, and you can't change it. You can't change the concept of the institution just for this percentage of people.
Yeah.
And it's very messy when you get to the legal
details
of it. And
it's a very technical issue.
Yeah, like, I don't know enough about it. But, like, reading a little bit about it, I'm like, I did not think that this was the problem.
Yeah.
Like, prejudice is the second thing that comes. Prejudice is why nobody's doing the effort to fix it. But there is an issue with or without it.
Even if you do want to put in the effort, where do you start? How do you go about it without putting the women at a disadvantage?
Right.
More disadvantage than they already are.
Which is a huge thing in our country, especially. Yeah. Like, the crime rate is very high.
Yep.
Like, if you get rid of those laws, especially the dowry ones, then it's a big issue in rural India.
Yep.
Can't do that, really. And I'm sure there's a solution to it. Like, you just add clauses for same-sex marriages and stuff like that. But probably people don't care enough, or just don't know enough.
That's where
the
prejudice comes in, na?
Yeah. Also,
we don't want to
don't
put
know.
Effort also.
Ki you're too few, then we don't want to make amendments, pass a bill, get it
and
through
see the
court.
Thing is, if there were changes, I think that number would also increase substantially.
Yeah.
It's too few because people are at a huge disadvantage.
Right.
Like, if a guy normally, even today in a school, just talks a little differently, or maybe enjoys wearing colors or something like that, he's going to get bullied.
It's getting better. Like, we've not been in school for a long
it's
while.
It's getting better in some places.
Yes, but it's still in the privileged space that this is happening.
Again, tier 2, tier 3 and below that, it's not great still.
And laws have to be made thinking of the majority at the end of the day, because it's a blanket statement that will be contested in court. So you can't... Hmm. There's only so many exceptions that you can put in.
Yeah.
There's only so much that can be done, so it's not... We should have, this makes me wonder, like, we should have experts. We should have our friends from these backgrounds come in and pitch in. Like, somebody from law would have a better idea, like, how really tough it is and what are the struggles.
Hmm.
Even for the good nurse, we have doctor friends. Should get their opinion, like, how are they taught? I'm pretty sure they're taught ethics and, like, saving a life is the priority.
And see, the thing is, a lot of people go into this profession already with that mindset.
Also,
The
it's
majority
still.
goes in with that mindset. Half of it, especially in India, is you make a fuck ton of money.
Right. Also, it's lineage driven. Like doctors,
Yeah.
if your father is a doctor, your mother is a doctor, you
Yeah.
will become a doctor.
Yeah.
You
Abhi, I
doctors
think
marry
recently I was
doctors.
reading up on a family where everybody has been a doctor since 1920.
Wow.
Everyone
I'm
in
not
that family is a
surprised.
doctor.
I'm not surprised. I'm pretty sure I'll check with the friend we have, like my friend from school, who's a doctor. Her father is a doctor. I'm pretty sure his father was also a doctor. And we know a couple of friends who have engineer, engineer, engineer. There's a reason caste system was a thing in India. I mean, we like to
We've
think we've
just
gotten
changed
rid of
the
it.
professions, but
Yeah.
the routine is the same.
Yes, it's still very evident. Nobody is breaking out of their comfort zones. Not even the rich, like who could do anything they wanted to do, are still choosing to do for
Because
their
they
father.
see, dude, doctors, again, if you think of it strictly from a financial point of view, you know that your
Good
parents' money
riddance.
is not going to last you forever. And you're growing up seeing ki, okay, this is what they do, and they've built a very comfortable life for themselves. And
Right.
you do have those resources available to you where you can go out and afford to get a medical education or an engineering education for yourself. So it's a very practical decision in that sense.
And it's a path that someone has taken and it's worked out. Like it's
Yeah,
proved
and you're
to a higher
familiar with
point.
it. You know the ins and outs and what that life demands out of you, what you're expected to do. But oh my God, I before that, reading about that case, I never realized how much power they have and how much you can be
I am
fucked with if
so
somebody
scared.
decided to fuck with you.
I'm so scared
I'm
of
like,
like any
I am
incident
nice to
happening in
doctors
Delhi.
anyway, but no, after that, I'm like, never fucking with one of you. Never, ever.
But the problem is that the angel of death, Charles Cullen, thought he
Yeah.
was being nice. If you
Yeah.
were nice to him, he would be like, I don't want you to suffer. I
Yeah.
will end your suffering. Just not the way you want it to
Yeah.
end.
I read up the case, the trial testimonies, the victim impact statements, and all of that. And it's gut-wrenching. Like people with babies and.
Yeah, it started off like I see where he was coming from. I see the difference between saving a life and reducing suffering, and I
Yeah.
understand what decisions he was making, but then going on to 400 people
Also,
and
it's not your decision to make. If that person wants
right.
euthanasia, they can ask for it. Those people did not want to die, they wanted to live.
Yeah, it's not your decision to do this anyway. Well, and at some point it just got away from him. I don't think he was thinking in that
No.
direction even. He's just had an obsession, and I somewhere around the lines he's like, because nobody stopped me, so
See,
I was
you
doing it.
start having a God complex after that, na? Because ek to you murdered somebody, you've gotten away with it, and in your brain you're thinking, oh, I did them a favor. And maybe initial one or two cases were maybe where he's realized that, okay, this person is suffering too much and it would be easier if they just die, whatever it is. But after that, it was simply about power, and he knew he was going to get away with it. The hospital system helped him get away with it. Nobody reported him because
Oh
they had to
God.
save their own asses, which again
That's
is an institutional problem, because if you do fuck up in the news, if it does come out that a nurse in your hospital is killing people, you won't get patients, you won't get the funding. So the people you already have, especially government hospitals, they help a lot of people who don't have insurance, who are not be who don't have access to the level of medical support that they need. Whatever support you are able to give them right now, you won't be able to give it to them. So it's a
I don't think anybody was
multi-dimensional
acting out
problem.
right. Also, it's weird, like how nothing has changed in the system since then. And if this has come out, like people know this is doable. Even if it's a misguided belief of being helpful or being an angel or something like that, but it's still possible, and this knowledge should not be out there. Systems should change automatically once you've registered a case of this severity. Like he's killed so many that he does not remember how many he's killed. It's gotten away to a degree that is like my memory is foggy. Maybe 400, maybe 20. It's not the same thing. It's human
And he had a
lives.
very long career.
Yeah.
16 years is a very long time.
A lot of hospitals, a lot of people knew about it. And they did nothing. A lot of colleagues, a lot of officials, a lot of insurance people, everybody knew. And he's
His
not moved
wife, dude,
countries.
his wife, she was trying so hard to just get away from him and to save her children. Nobody was listening to her. He still got to have partial custody of his daughters while he was murdering people left, right, and center.
Get it. But then there is redemption. This man has a heart. He wants to save
Apparently.
someone's life. I mean, that's
I
where
don't think so. I just think he was trying to avoid the death penalty.
I don't think it would have changed anything.
What?
And I don't think just being a donor will not change your sentence for
Yeah, it just
400.
quick. He just. I don't know. I don't believe it was coming from a good place. My brain is
I kind of
refusing to
believe
let
it.
me
Like I
believe.
kind of believe it. I'm pretty sure. Like I get it that it got away from him. Like how many it's been, and was acting out of compulsion at the end of it. But I don't think it ever started off with malice,
Yeah,
because
but that's
he's
how
been a
most
good
cults
friend
also
to
start.
people. Fair enough. I mean.
And also, this brings again the nature versus nurture question. Like, would it have gone down like this if he had a different upbringing or if he had a different experience in a hospital? Like, when his mom died, I think he was 15, and they lost her body, then he found out that she was cremated. And he like never ended up getting anything. It was all just shock.
Yeah, but I still don't believe that he was doing this as revenge or justice or seeking.
No,
It wasn't a malice thing.
I don't think, at least it didn't start like that in my opinion. But I feel like that trauma had a lot to do with it.
Yeah,
Also, his upbringing
could be a
in
reason.
general was very traumatic. Like, his parents weren't doing a good job to begin with. He was into drugs and this and that and whatever from a very
How do
young
you become
age.
a medical professional with that history
I have no
is
idea.
I'm just
And
surprised
it
that
seems like he
happened.
was on a good path. If you're able to bring yourself out of it and you're able to get into such a prestigious profession. And he was good at what he did, clearly.
He knew his stuff for sure. So I'm just very confused with how this has all turned out. And the path he decided to take, and I think loneliness is also a factor. Like nobody stopped him for years, and he thought like this is doable, and this must be right if I'm having no consequences. That's why
Yeah,
you
that's what
need.
I'm saying. It became a power thing. He just kept getting away with it. Nobody did anything about it, and that just bolstered his belief that what I'm doing is right.
Then him fighting
The
so hard
patients didn't
to
stop him
pick.
because they couldn't. The hospitals didn't stop him even when they could. The police didn't stop him when his wife was complaining about him, and he was horribly abusive to her. And it's not even just ki okay, he's doing this to relieve people's pain. He was a domestic abuser.
Oh, this I did not.
Yeah, his wife left him. His wife left him because he was torturing her, basically, mentally, physically, sexually. He tortured her dog in front of her. He was an animal abuser. So it's hard for me to picture that this man has empathy.
Maybe not at that point. Like, it's been a couple of years, and it has to. Like, being actively responsible for so much death around you, if it was impacting your coworkers, like, everybody's noticed that just the death rate, the alarms have increased in your life, then I'm sure it's doing something to you as well, mentally.
Yeah.
I mean, we carry guilt for being rude to someone. Like, I will have problems with just... For 10 days.
Sometimes randomly when you're like almost asleep, suddenly you remember, oh my god, I did this.
Yeah.
What a horrible person I am.
And imagine if you killed like in the triple digits.
Nice.
I don't think you can ever sleep. And then that's where all the mental illnesses begin.
It's just, he was fucked up from the beginning.
It was a disaster in the making, but should have stopped.
It could have multiple stopped. Points. Like, yeah.
Was a lot that could have been done, but the least wasn't.
Somebody could have done, even if a hospital did not want to like go into the media and report him to the police, at least report him to the fucking medical board.
Yeah.
Get his license cancelled.
There has to be something that could have been done around it.
People just decided to wash their hands off or whatever happened. Mm-hmm. And again, right now, when you look at the case that just happened, Lucy Letby in the UK.
Yeah.
This bitch. So I just want to... Because what are you getting out of killing babies?
Yeah.
Like, they are already, like, a 24-week-old. What did he ever do to you?
She just hates life in general.
Then go kill yourself if you hate your life so much. Why are you killing other people's babies?
That's what I was thinking. Like, why is suicide not an option for this woman? Like, why is she not considered that?
And again, she was also excellent at what she did. Yeah, she was a very good, very highly qualified
creative
nurse.
Like, she's been more creative than him. There was no evidence doing it differently.
I
which scares you more, right? You find a very good doctor and turns out like they just want to kill you.
And a bunch of cases like these are there, dude. One doctor, I'm forgetting what country he was from, he's also known as Dr. Death. So he was mostly treating elderly patients, end-of-life care. What this man used to do, he was so fucking nice to his patients that he was find a place for himself in their will. And as soon as he's there in their will, they die.
Wow. See, this...
And he also killed like 16, 17 people.
See, this I get. I mean, theft and motive for money.
Motive.
Yes. And now I can hate this person very openly. So I'm but very okay
two,
with this.
I fail to understand.
Yeah, when I don't get the inner workings of their even brain. Even for Charles,
if you think about it, beginning mein, you can think, he was trying to save them further pain that they were going to go through. For this bitch...
Oh, yeah.
Those babies were stable.
Yep. Yep. They were getting better. She's just weird. Like,
and then
why
she's looking up the family on holidays. She's killed a child and then at night she's going home and she's looking up the parents on Facebook.
Yeah, she's very conscious. She's maintained records of it. She knows what she's doing.
They found like hundreds of medical documents related to those babies. In her house.
She's
and then the theory that she was just trying to get the attention of a pediatric doctor who would be on call in that same shift. And I'm just like, if this is the reason.
No. Bitch, there are better ways to get laid. This does not
I hope somebody rams your head into a wall in prison and you don't die. And I hope they do that again.
At intervals, you know, frequent intervals. I don't get this. Like, her case is very... Like, she's choosing the worst things to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's traumatic. Like, I would not choose to do this. Like, getting into someone's will at least makes sense. I'll have money to leave to my people. I'll have a will of my own. That. So, I get it. I can.
You see a clear motive.
Yeah. Lucy, at least she's just a monster. Now, I will not feel bad if I kill her. I will just not feel bad about it.
Yep.
Charles is something that just bothers me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the... I can't like this person for sure. Yeah. But I'm not able to bring myself to...
The problem is that you understand where he's coming from. Like, what his thought process is.
Yes.
That's what fucks up my head. Like, why do I understand this? I should not understand this.
Exactly. He's where, you know, the fabric of morality is
very
contorting.
Flimsy.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, my concept of rationalization goes, I'm like, how do we? And the problem is all three of them will get the same sentence. But it's not the same case.
Yeah.
It's not the same kind of crime or motive. But there's only so much that you can do for punishment. People don't give punishments like you do to it.
And at least,
should.
I think Lucy tried for an insanity defense also, na? At some point.
Yeah, yeah.
At least these two didn't do that.
Tried. Yeah. I loved the fact, I think Charles did get redemption on this, that he was like, I'll confess, just let me donate an organ. Like, what is this?
Which
I'm
like, fine.
I don't
Whatever.
Get this.
Give your second kidney also. Nobody needs you.
Fair enough.
Find somebody else and give the second one also.
I'm sure he would have. I think he's beyond that point.
He was just a sad, sad man.
Right. Exactly. That's why you feel bad for it. And I don't see that all of them should be getting the same punishment in life. This is the issue, right? People cannot be writing punishments the way you do.
But then you also can't punish on the basis of somebody's morality, na?
True.
Because how do you judge that? You have to punish them on what the outcome is. The outcome is the same for all of these people. You killed somebody who was not supposed to die.
That is also true. And that's an easier way to... But there's an intent angle to murder as well, right?
Yeah.
It's first degree or not.
Yeah.
So.
But then that intent is also there. You were going to kill them. What your personal belief is about their pain is not their problem, no? You think that they're suffering too much. That person is ready to go through it and survive. So who are you to decide?
Yeah, it was never their call to me.
Yeah.
At any point.
That's the problem. And anyway, for the insanity thing, you just, the main baseline is, did you know what you were doing was wrong or right? That is the baseline for insanity.
The only problem is that people think they're doing the right thing. Most people are acting on what is right to them.
Yeah, but if you thought that what you're doing is right, you'd be doing it out in the open.
I don't know.
If you think that doing this is right, see, because if you're somebody who promotes euthanasia, I am all for it. But then if you think what you're doing is right, then you will go up to that person and ask them, this is what I think. What do you think about this? Should I kill you? It's as simple as that. Who the fuck are you to decide?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what is right for you and wrong for you.
Exactly. They should not be taking... And if they had a conversation with anyone, like, that's the problem. That they're so lonely that they're not talking to people. If they trusted in anyone, this would have turned out differently.
And
at least a few
of these
cases.
Even the loneliness thing, when you did have a companion, you chose to use and abuse her in every possible way you could. So again, I have zero sympathy for you.
I don't know
You're
where it
lonely
starts.
because you are who you are.
That is also fair.
She fell in love with you. She had children with you. And what the fuck did you do to her?
And there's no, there's, you don't know where it went wrong. Like, you don't know how to fix it. Because we only get to know of it when it's become this messed up.
Yeah.
So at what age it started and what caused it. And maybe it's just humans being humans and we are uniquely ourselves.
Yep.
Sometimes it turns out wonderful and sometimes it turns out like this.
Yeah.
But institutions need to be a little more vigilant and held accountable. Like, why are you not doing something?
See, right now, the hospital that Lucy worked at is being looked at in a very different light than they would have been if when they suspected the first case and they came out with it and spared the other 19 babies.
Yeah, the narrative should be... Again, there is prejudice and there will be an issue if you go outright and accept that we have a serial killing nurse with us. Definitely,
and the doctors in her case were very vocal to the management about this. I think after the first three cases, they had already put together, okay, she is the common link. We need to remove her from this ward. We need to keep her away from patients. And the management decided, actively decided not to do it. Like the emails and everything back and forth that happened that came out between the doctors and the management, it's just mind-blowing. Like, end May, the doctors were like, if you don't go to the police, we will. I don't care if you fire me. It had to come to that extent for the hospital to,
I don't get
to start conducting an internal investigation. She's still in the hospital and she's working in the public safety department.
Because why not? Why do
2 years,
suspend?
Dude, after 2 years after she was removed from the NICU, she was arrested. That's
like, why can't you suspend somebody first and then do this?
Dude, it's messed up.
It's so
and
weird.
People need to start looking at the big picture a little. It'll look bad now, but it'll look way worse.
If you don't do something about it. Yeah.
Yeah. 7 babies died. And you are responsible for it.
Yeah. It's at one point, it's not her fault. You let her do it. You gave her a platform. Like, this is the
child. She's the one who carried it out and you're the one who enabled her to do it. Total 20 babies were involved in that case. Who's responsible?
Yeah, I read up about it.
It's very easy to lock her up. But what about the rest of you who chose to, who knowingly ignored it? What about those?
And should they not be the ones compensating the families? Because
yeah,
the families
they should
putting
be.
Their trust in them, not her. They employed her. It's their fault.
You employed her and you knew what was going on. You had multiple senior doctors telling you, like, listen, this is what's going on. You need to do something about this. And you chose to not do anything about it.
Yep.
What if it was your child in that ward? Would you have felt safe?
And why would... It doesn't, like, do an investigation, but it doesn't take a lot to put a suspension there.
Yeah, at least remove her from... The first time suspicion was raised and a doctor had to go on to the management, they should have removed her from there. You could have put her on desk job back then also.
I just... Are they really that powerless that they have to keep people employed and
attacking the same child? One of the children she attacked 3 times. That baby survived. She's currently, I think, 6 or 7 years old and she has permanent brain damage.
God.
She only has partial use of her limbs.
And
who's responsible for that?
It's a child, it's their family as well. There's so many people suffering through her. It's so, so disheartening.
And she was a healthy baby. She was premature, but she was stable.
Yeah, most of the babies she killed were fine. They were gonna do okay if she
Yeah.
just kept her hands to herself and minded her own business. But no, this
She was the one, dude. She was born at 24 weeks. She was only, I think, she was just under 1 pound when she was born.
I think something was damaged from that day. That's where the problem started.
And she survived. She was developing. Because now they are, like, even when you go to cloud 9 and all,
Yeah.
now they can synthetically develop an underdeveloped baby in the NICU. So she was on the right path. She would have been completely fine. Or at least she wouldn't have had brain damage and partial paralysis.
Right. It's not human. It's just not. This person does not deserve a case. Or a life, but like, I'm no one to give out that sentence, but just not worth an argument. Like, if there's any rights or wrongs to it, it's just how many people can we put this responsibility on? Because a lot of people are responsible for it, not just her.
Yeah, I think the supervisors and the management in that hospital should also be held accountable.
100%. 100%.
Why are they going to live on their lives when they basically destroyed 7 families?
Yeah, definitely. What a way to start the morning.
Yeah. Welcome back, everyone.
Happy weekend, everyone.
We've clearly started it on a very high note.
If you woke up happy, we can't let that happen. Come here. Let me tell you a story. Come here. Do you have joy in your life? Let me take that away. Come here. It's not good for you. Let me fix it.
So that's it for today's episode, and we hope we come back very soon
with a lot
something.
More
yeah.
Stories, disturbed tales, and opinions, which no one asked for, but we'll still bring them to you. Grab some
Bye,
tea
everyone.
And listen to
yeah.
us.
Bye.
Let's see how this turns out.